WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to kind of a continuation of the Newport Music Festival special presentation about composers born in January. And I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival. And Pamela, last week you had the whole program about Mozart, who was born on January 27th. But I couldn't think of anybody else born in January. So it's back to you.
Okay, there are many, many January babies, composers. Today we're actually going to talk about two other composers that were also born on January 27th, which I thought was really fascinating. Certainly different time periods, but nonetheless. So we're going to start with a composer that people might say, heard the name, but not sure if I recognize his music, namely Edouard Lalo, who was born on January 27th in 1823 in Lille, France, and he died in Paris in 1892. So the piece that he's best known for, his Symphonie Espagnole, we are going to hear in its entirety tonight. It is a fabulous piece of music. You know, it's often on the list of the top 100 pieces that if you had in your music library, this would have to be one of them. And it's sort of, he's sort of a one-hit wonder, quite frankly, in terms of classical music.
I quite frankly don't know the name.
So right. Yeah, right. But when you hear this piece, you will recognize it. He is born of Spanish descent, and against his father's will, he went to Paris to study, and he had no funds, so he studied violin at the Paris Conservatory and composition privately, and he supported himself by working as a violinist and a teacher. He actually played as a viola player, which is interesting. You know, there are all those terrible viola jokes, but nonetheless, he played as a violist, and he had huge success with his Symphonie Espagnole that was first performed by Pablo Sarasate in 1875, probably one of the greatest violinists who has ever lived. So very excited to play this piece for everyone. Hope that Edouard Lalo and this piece will make it to your playlist, wherever, whatever you may have. We are going to hear his Symphonie Espagnole, Opus 21, in its entirety. It is five movements. The first two we'll hear before the break, and then I think we'll just go in and play the next three. Am I correct, Mike, in the second section?
We can do that.
Okay, terrific.
Because you're the boss.
No, not really. So it starts with an Allegro non troppo, and the second movement is a Scherzando Allegro molto. So we end sort of, you know, quite quickly before the break. And after that, we'll hear the next three movements, which are Intermezzo, which is an Allegro non troppo, you know, not moving too fast, and Andante, a nice walking tempo. And we finish with the finale, the Rondo Allegro, that I'm sure many listeners will say, oh, yes, I know this piece. So here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Back with our special series for the Newport Music Festival, and that's something I think, Pamela, that we've not done before. We had a whole segment of music without you or I saying a word.
Probably so. Better that way. Anyway, I did fail to tell our wonderful listeners who that was playing so brilliantly. That was Itzhak Perlman with Andrei Previn conducting the London Symphony Orchestra.
Okay, and where are we going to go from there? Do we have
one more January 27th, baby?
Ooh, okay. And this one, I sneaked out. Yeah, I know this one.
You know this one. Yeah, you love this one. This is Jerome Kern, the great Jerome Kern, who was born on January 27th, 1885 in New York City and died in 1945 in New York City. And of course, one of the great U.S. composers mm-hmm. of musical comedy. And probably his most famous piece is Showboat.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That has had a huge revival in the last couple of years. It was mm-hmm. a beautiful production that toured a lot of the major opera companies in the country, sung beautifully, gorgeous costumes. It was a lot of fun. He wrote that in 1927. But people know a lot of his other pieces, obviously, as well. But what's interesting about Jerome Kern is he was classically trained, you know, like many of our Broadway composers. They are. Right. He was classically trained. So Showboat, you know, has come and gone, had moments of great fame. And at one point in time, it was so beloved, just a lot like West Side Story, is that several opera singers got together and did a recording, namely the great tenor Jerry Hadley and one of our favorite mezzo-sopranos ever, Friederike von Stade, who performed at the 50th anniversary of the festival. And she actually sang... fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. And she sang that for us at, and it was a remarkable moment in the festival's history. So we are going to hear the overture to Showboat, and we are going to hear Friederike von Stade herself sing
Fish Gotta Swim
and Birds Gotta Fly. Love that man of mine.
All right.
And we'll end with that.
Excellent. All right. We look forward to all of this great music and also seeing you all back next week right here with the Newport Music Festival.
Thank you. swim, birds gonna fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day, and when he comes back, that day is fine. He can come home as late as can be. Home without him ain't no home to me. Can't help loving that man of
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.